All right, it's Pride 365. I'm Houston, here with Parker Matthews.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Doing so well, thank you.
Have you been doing well since World Pride last year?
Yes, okay. And let me start by saying that was, being on that stage was so incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to have you.
It was just a moment I'll never forget. I think, you know, in these trying times, representing our community is the most important thing we can do. And to be able to do that, again, thanks to you.
Oh.
it was such a moment, such a mood.
It's a group effort, but I appreciate that. Thank you. You were fantastic on stage. I follow you on Instagram, of course. It's at Parker Matthews. And you are everywhere all the time. Like,
I'm busy.
Never know where you're going to pop
up. I'm also tired all the time.
Yeah.
Because
I can imagine.
Coffee does not get me through all the time.
Yeah, but you've got the hustle down, right? Like, you're networking.
But you have to and have fun. And I mean, really, it's about the music and running from the heart and being able to sing. That's what I've done my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, like parrots scream every day. It's like, I used to sing every day. That's me.
So your music's more EDM driven now? Is that what you're saying?
Of course, I started in pop. Project? I still dance pop, but I've been focusing a lot on EDM. One of the demos that I dropped this week actually is Elenium Vibes, but it's called Forever.
Okay.
And it's still very heartfelt lyrics, and it hits you in the heart, but it's definitely a dance floor moment.
Okay.
So I think having that, a full set with all these new songs, is like, yes. Also, this Eyes on Me, this shirt.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
So guys, I'm wearing this, a corset, which is inspired by Devil Wears Prada 2, but Emily Blunt's outfit with the Dior thing.
But
I have spray painted Eyes on Me. That's a new record coming out. It's very bass house heavy, but it's going to be a fun one. Yes.
Yeah. It's brave to wear that in this Miami heat.
I know. But like, somehow it's like the top's white, so it's not that hot, but like,
it's actually not. Yeah.
The humidity is not that high.
It's warmer than it is in Orlando where I live, but yeah, it's been cold here for like the whole winter. So it's nice to finally.
And I had a jacket on last night.
It's been a weird winter here. Yeah. Do you have any Pride celebrations booked already that you're doing?
I'm talking with Seattle right now, and then I'll be in New York. And also, it does not top World Pride, but New York, I love you so much. It's a very close second. Being on that flow, I was on there last year, too.
Yeah. So, new project. When does it come out?
So, it's singles.
It's just singles. Okay, gotcha.
Not an album, but I'm dropping them like every month starting in May.
Okay. So, will there be an album eventually, or are you just sticking with the singles?
Singles for now, but there will be an album eventually.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to do standalone projects. They all are cohesive, but I think when the timing is right, I will do an album.
Is there anything on your bucket list that you haven't, you know, checked off yet that you're still wanting to do?
Oh my God, that's a loaded question. I think
I know.
To me, this might sound weird to everyone listening to this right now, but doing New Year's Eve in New York City, like that New Year's Rockin' Eve on stage, and that's obviously we have to get to that level. But doing that is like, I can now pass away. Like I've done, like that to me is like, you did it. You did it, kid. Or Super Bowl, but like, you know.
Two different things, really, yeah.
But we're really reaching for the stars.
They both have billions of people watching, right?
So. But we will get there. But I think those are the two things, bucket list-wise, yes.
I love it. That's a great goal.
You know, you got to hit high, hit heavy, and like, that's what we have to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you again.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good to see you, as always.
We're happy to.
So. I'll see you guys soon.